Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Bocek. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tiche. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bocek moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to home to get Bocek. Haas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Haas moves to third. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Kress reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. Appling scores. Swanson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tichet hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bocek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Bocek reaches second base with a double. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Tichet covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tichet is 0 for 1 in the game. Tichet is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-1 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-1 in the game. Renza hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazzari. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Lazzari steals second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bocek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bocek moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Bocek scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-2 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing right field. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0-2 in the game. Tiche bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Barry moves to second. One out. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bocek strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 2 in the game. Renza hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Renza reaches second base with a double. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruffing takes first base on ball 4. John Stonham now playing right field. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive towards short. Crosetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teach A is 0 for 2 in the game. Teach A hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bird takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Sewell moves to third. 2 outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. T.J. fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Stoneham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey pinch hits for Tony Renza. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Combs pinch hits for Frankie Crosetti. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swanson who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ruffing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Lynn Larry pinch runs for Red Ruffing. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.